East Tennessee's own WDVX, Those Darlings right there from their self-titled CD. It's a brand new album. We heard one there called Snaggletooth Mama, Those Darlings. Going to be with us tonight at 7 o'clock for Tennessee Shines, along with, Sean Camp, Guy Clark, Vienna Tang. Going to be a big time at the Bijou Theater. And right now, Those Darlings are here in the studio with us. We have Kelly, Jesse, and Nikki. Those Darlings are here. How's it going, guys?
Hey,
it's great.
And we're getting set for the show tonight at the Bijou Theater, the Tennessee Shines. You guys were just there doing the sound check.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. What do you think about the place?
It's gorgeous. Sounds great in there.
Mm-hmm.
Excited about playing in the theater.
Now, I know I saw you guys the last time you came to town. You were down at Barley's in the old city. A little more intimate setting.
Yeah.
A little closer to the crowd, closer to the stage. First of all, let the people know who maybe haven't seen you perform. What is a night with Those Darlings? What's it like on the stage?
Exciting. It's we just like to play, and like we really get into our performance, and it could get a little bit rowdy.
We like for other people to get into it as well.
Yeah, jump on the stage and dance with us, or
take their pants off.
Enjoy it however they see fit. I think, right. However they feel comfortable
we push to entertain us as much as we're entertaining you, or try to top us. So,
yeah,
that's what we want in a live show.
Yeah, because we do the same thing every night as far as the music. So the big difference is the audience. So there's been some very memorable shows.
Any particular moments that you can share on the radio that?
I don't think on the radio.
Well, tonight at the Bijou Theater, and I know you guys have been in town a few times before, and mm-hmm. I know some people have seen you.
Knoxville was our first out-of-town show.
No, Memphis was.
Are you sure?
Oh, no, you're right.
Knoxville. No, it was Knoxville at the Preservation Pub.
Just across the street, just in the in the square over there. And you guys are not local, but from Murfreesboro, which is not too far away. How did this whole thing get started?
We all met in Murfreesboro and really enjoyed each other's company, and it was just awesome to meet two other girls that really love to play music as much as I do and to have fun and be rowdy. So I'd go over. Jesse and Nikki were playing or living together, so they'd invite me over, and now we all live in the same house and with our drummer Sheriff Lynn.
I've read some stories about this house as well, that there might be some BB guns in the backyard and
sometimes. That's usually a summer pastime, but this summer's been so busy. We've been out on tour. We just put out our first full-length album, self-titled Those Darlings, and I'm really proud of how it turned out. So we've just been keeping really busy out promoting that, and so not as much time for BB gun shooting these days.
The BB gun's not looking so good either. We lost the butt of it, and it's just the barrel and the trigger, and it's pretty impossible to shoot.
And
it's rusted.
This little bottle of BBs had been left out in the rain, so all the BBs rusted. So it's just like a bottle full of like rusty, gross BBs.
But Nikki's birthday's coming up, so we'll see what we can do.
Can we get a new gun?
If anybody wants to pitch in to a new BB fund, you can go to the website. It's thosedarlings.com. That's
yes.
The website.
We keep a tour blog on there, so there's lots of pictures. You can kind of keep up with our whereabouts and shenanigans.
Someone's calling in. They're mad.
I do want to mention the album. You've talked about the self-titled release. We've been playing it here at WDVX.
Oh,
I've written about it two or three times now on my website. It's a unique blend. There's the topics of the songs, a lot of them are based in a country songwriting genre. There's some punk rock energy, three-part harmonies that kind of bring in some bluegrass and some roots flavors, and it all really mixes and melds together, and it's really a unique sound. And I know you guys just said you just kind of started playing together, but is this something that you developed, or did you set about to create this sound?
The band, like, as an entity, formed really organically, just based on our personalities and kind of friendship. And then the sound over time, I mean, our original thing that we bonded over was that we were all into really old country music. So we would sit around and play a lot of Carter Family and Hank Williams. But then, of course, like, you know, we started discussing, like, other influences. Or not even really talking about so much as just, like, oh, wow, you have a 45 of that girl group. That's awesome. I love them, whatever. And, like, just kind of, like, talking more about other rock and roll that we like. And then after playing, you know, jangly C chords for, like, a year and a half, we decided to amp it up a little bit. It's just kind of like whenever you get tired of doing something, you add a new flavor. And then we used to buck dance and do like kind of foot percussion live to keep the beat, because it was just a three-piece. And it was a little bit more of an acoustic performance. And now we've added drums, and just kind of over time, making the album this past year, the sound kind of evolved as we were more excited and interested in putting in more kind of different flavors and different sounds.
And it's seems to be a hit. I know I discovered you guys on USA Today, on their website. USA Today, Rolling Stone, you guys are getting a lot of attention out there too.
The response has been great. It's been really wonderful.
Cool. Hopefully we'll get that same sort of response tonight. I know it will. I know it's going to be great tonight at the Bijou. It's a great house and usually a great crowd, and we're really looking forward to the show tonight. I do want to ask you about a couple other things. I know you got to get back, but a couple other things before you get out of here. When you're not on the road and playing the music and sharing it with the people, you have a thing that you do in Murfreesboro, Southern Girls Rock and Roll Camp.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that.
The Rock and Roll Camp, it's like the highlight of our summer. It's all volunteer run, so a lot of volunteers come in and teach. This year there was 90 teenage girl campers. So just kind of this huge community event where the whole purpose of it is to get girls to collaborate together toward a common goal, and then also to boost self-esteem and give them the opportunity to perform and play music and more so be part of the music community than it really is. I mean, we do technical instrument instruction, and Jesse and Nikki both teach the screen printing class. They're both artists and screen printers. They do all of our merch and everything.
And the video for Red Light Love, I think.
Jesse illustrated our first music video, Red Light Love. It's up on our MySpace right now and on YouTube, and that's her first animation that she's ever done.
If you haven't seen that, go to YouTube and do a search for that. It's really a cool, different video with some nice animation and a cool little song there. So you can check that out on YouTube and on
our MySpace. Yeah. But the camp this past summer was the 7th year it's been running, and for 6 years I was director of the camp, and this year came back as a volunteer because we've just been so busy on the road, and we blocked that 1 week out to come, and we got off tour the day before the camp started, so we went from staying up till like 4 a.m. every night to getting up at 8 a.m. to teach impressionable youth. But it was a really great time. And then they do a big showcase at the end where they actually perform in front of a really big theater on campus. It's held at Middle Tennessee State University. And there's usually about 700 people that come out to see the girls perform. It's a big production, you know, full professional sound and lighting and huge show.
If there's someone listening who's interested maybe next year in attending the camp, how would they find out about that? Where would they go to get information?
Yeah, they could. You can just Google Southern Girls Rock and Roll Camp. It's probably the easiest way. It'll just pull up the website. But otherwise, the website is called Yeah in the Borough, because it's Murfreesboro, and it's administered by an arts organization called Yeah, Youth Empowerment Through Arts and Humanities. So that's kind of the umbrella for it.
Can't you go to sgrrc.org?
That domain might still, it redirects. sgrrc.org. But Southern Girls Rock Camp, like, if you look that up, you'll totally find it.
Sweet. All right. Well, those darlings, we've got the new record here. We played one off of it already. We want to do another song from the album. I'll let you guys pick and collaborate. And
Red Light Love gets played a lot, but what doesn't get played a ton?
Skillet.
Yeah, let's talk about that one, because that's one of the few on the song on the album that's not an original. And you've got a couple of Carter Family tunes on there, and then Keep My Skillet Good and Greasy, which is another traditional sort of tune. Tell us a little about that one.
It's an Uncle Dave Macon tune, and in Murfreesboro every summer there's a really great festival held in this old-time village called Cannonsburg. It's part of Murfreesboro. It's like a replica of a pioneer village. And it's every June, there's a big festival. It's really fun. Tons of old-time fiddle players, banjo players. They have lots of clogging competition. And, of course, my favorite part is the funnel cake. But
I got the best turkey legs there. They're huge and delicious.
That's always the best part. But Uncle Dave makes it.
Like, I'll eat a turkey leg and just watch some cloggers and fiddle players. Really, like, pretty awesome.
Or an entire chicken if they have one.
But Dave Macon was one of the founders of the Grand Ole Opry, and he's a really entertaining old-time banjo player. And the festival is actually the national banjo old-time banjo competition in the nation. I think it's, like, the only one. So.
Really?
I think so. Old-time banjo. So this song is kind of an homage to Rutherford County. He's not directly from Murfreesboro, but he's from the same county.
But it's some local heritage and a little bit of country music history, I guess, in there as well. All right, well, the album is Those Darlins. It's a self-titled release, and it's on your own record label. Is that right? The
Correct.
Oh Wow Dang. Yeah. That's... Run that. All right. So this is certainly a group, Those Darlins, who are getting it done, doing it. Looks like you guys are really just doing a lot of it yourselves and really turning some heads and catching some ears. And can't wait to hear you. I'll be in here. I won't be at the show tonight, which is my lot month for Tennessee Shines. But
you know, the people that do come out, we're kind of on a campaign with our album release. It's the Dare America campaign, and it's just kind of daring people to come out and totally let loose and not be stressed about, you know, their economic finances, all of that kind of downer stuff. But just to come out and enjoy a show however they feel like cutting loose and kind of helping create a spectacle with us. So it's just kind of an open call
and we also
to people.
We don't want people to, like, we want to, like, kind of let people know that, you know, our shows aren't just for, like, certain types of people or anything. Like, we want all kinds of people and all ages of people, and to not feel like the atmosphere is going to be, like, a certain way, because it's not going to be country, it's not going to be too rock and roll, it's not going to be, you know what I mean? It's going to be fun.
Because there's a little bit of all of it there, and all of those people can come out and enjoy it. And the Bijou is one of those seated theaters, so you may... That's what I was about to say. You may have trouble getting them up.
Any of those people, just let your inhibitions go. Make a jerk out of yourself. We're going to. I mean, we don't care. You shouldn't either. So.
You know, we look forward to it. And we're going to do one from the album, the one we just talked about here, Keep My Skillet Good and Greasy. You can find out more about Those Darlins online, thosedarlins.com. And, of course, later tonight, Tennessee Shines. The show starts at 7 o'clock. We're going to bring it to you live right here on East Tennessee's own WDVX. And here's one more from Those Darlins on East Tennessee's own.